And now, James Gravel.
Have you ever stopped to consider what is right about the Church of Christ? One of the most important features of the church described in the Bible is that it must have the right builder and the right foundation. The Church of Christ has both. The prophet Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 28, verse 6, "Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and whosoever believes will not act hastily." God is the one who is the master builder of the church. But what did Isaiah mean when he wrote, "Whosoever believes will not act hastily"? Many years later, after the establishment of the church had come to reality, Paul answered that question when he told the young evangelist Timothy, "The solid foundation of God stands having this seal. The Lord knows who are His." 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. Those who become members of Christ's church certainly do not act hastily because the Lord knows those who are His. But upon what foundation was the church built? Paul also answered that question when he wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, "No one can lay any foundation other than that one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ." In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 7, Peter wrote of the living stone rejected of men, "The stone that builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner." In fact, even Jesus himself mentioned the rejected stone of the Old Testament allusion. In Matthew 21, verse 42, Jesus made reference to the psalmist's prophecy that the stone which the builders rejected had become the head of the corner, Psalm 118, verse 22, and applied that rejection to the Jewish Sanhedrin's repudiation of him as God's son. The scriptures make it abundantly clear that God is the builder of the church and that Christ is the foundation upon which the church is built. Here then are two important questions. Who is the builder of the church of which you are a member, and upon what foundation is that church built? If the answers are anything other than God and Jesus Christ, then you are not a member of Christ's church, the right church.